Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Through the Bible with Joe McGee. And we are going through the book of Leviticus today. And it's a book nobody reads. Usually the pages are stuck together. I remember I taught high school kids years ago, almost four decades. And we spent a whole semester in Leviticus. So I taught the Bible every day for 50 minutes and to seniors. And but, you know, they won't read this. Let's do it here. We'll just kind of make it mandatory. I'll give you a grade for it. Yeah, everybody got an A, but we're going through Leviticus. There's some good stuff, and it kind of explains why God does what he does, and it explains why God thinks what he thinks. It's real good. It really is. So we're going to talk about, we're in chapter 4 of Leviticus. It's all the laws, what to do, what not to do, why you do it, why you don't do it. And so we're in chapter 4 of the book of Leviticus. We're talking about the sin offering. Now, this is a big one because sin has death attached to it. It'll kill you dead. Sin has death attached to it. And so you don't want to sin. If you do sin, the Bible says, you want to repent real quick. If somebody sins against you, you want to forgive real quick because you don't want their judgment coming on you. You can detour somebody else's judgment by not forgiving them. And so it's kind of like walking in faith and walking in love. There's a whole lot to this, but learn how to walk a nice, clean, smooth life. Now, the challenges of life is tests and trials come to everybody, but don't bring it on yourself. You know, the devil tries to do something. You've been bought by the blood of Jesus. You've been redeemed the curse of the law. You got it made. Now you have to use your faith. You get to use your faith. But don't do anything just on purpose that's dumb. So the sin offering, Leviticus, chapter 4. Then the Lord said to Moses, give the following instructions to the people of Israel. This is how you to deal with those who sin unintentionally by doing anything that violates one of the Lord's commands. Now, what he's saying is, listen, this is unintentional sin. They didn't mean to sin, but they did sin. You ever done that? I remember when you first got born again, like, well, I didn't know that was wrong. I didn't know we couldn't do that. And so I remember growing up in church, you really thought of it as a young man. I thought it was a lot of rules, regulations. It's like, well, what can I do? What can I not do? And we thought life's just, I got to live like a saint and can't have any fun. I can't laugh. No, God's into laughter. God loves having a good time. Jesus laughed all the time when he's on this planet. That's why kids love to hang out with him. He wasn't some depressed individual. And so this is real important today. So look at this. So the Lord said to Moses, give the following instructions to the people of Israel. This is how you to deal with those who sin unintentionally, accidentally, but you did, by doing anything that violates one of the Lord's commandments. Verse 3. If the high priest sins, bringing guilt upon the entire community, he must give a sin offering for the sin he has committed. He must present to the Lord a young bull with no defects. He must bring the bull to the Lord at the entrance of the tabernacle, lay his hand on the bull's head, then slaughter it before the Lord. The high priest takes some of the bull's blood into the tabernacle, dip his finger in the blood, and sprinkle it seven times for the Lord in front of the inner curtain of the sanctuary. The priest will put some of the blood on the horns of the altar for a fragrant incense that stands in the Lord's presence inside the tabernacle. He will pour out the rest of the bull's blood, the base of the altar, for a burnt offering at the entrance of the tabernacle. Then the priest must remove all the fat of the bull to be offered as a sin offering. This includes the fat around the internal organs, the two kidneys, and the fat around them and near the loins, and the lobe of the liver. He must remove these along with the kidneys as a peace offering. It's just it, and then burn them on the altar, burnt offerings. But he must take whatever is left over of the bull, its hide, its meat, its head, its legs, internal organs, and dung, carried away to a place outside the camp that is ceremonially clean, place where the ashes are dumped. There, on an ash heap, he will burn it on a wood fire. Now, you ever see how much detail is in this thing? What are you going to do with this? Well, we got a place for everything. We really do. Verse 13, if the entire Israelite community sins by violating one of the Lord's commands, but the people didn't realize it, they're still guilty. We used to joke, call this accidental sin. It's still sin. And so they're still guilty. When they become aware of their sin, the people must bring a young bull as an offering for their sin, present it before the Lord in the tabernacle. The elders of the community must then lay their hands on the bull's head and slaughter it before the Lord. Then the high priest takes some of the bull's blood into the Holy of Holies. Now, what are you going to do? Well, we're getting ready to do something with it. So what you realize, now this is just the sin offering. Every detail is important. And I've shared so many times in these lessons. The reason God does it, he's trying to make an impression. And so people say, what'd you do? Well, I had to take my sin offering. Why? I am very aware that I cannot go one day without sinning. I don't think I can go 1 hour without sinning. I am very aware that I am a sinner. I need to be saved. I am a sinner. All these sacrifices are pointing out my sin. I'm a sinner by nature. I don't mean to. I don't want to. And it's where God says, he said, if I sin unintentionally, I didn't mean to sin, yet I still sin. Well, God says, it's going to cost you. Well, I didn't mean to. I know you didn't. Your heart's right. And people would say, well, my heart's right. Doesn't matter. Sin still got a tag attached to it. It still costs you something. So God's sitting down and waiting to see how you can deal with all sin in your life, intentional, unintentional, because we've all got people that, well, I didn't do that on purpose. I didn't know that was wrong. Well, now you do, but it still costs you. You ever got a speeding ticket somewhere? And I grew up in the country, and there weren't speed limit signs everywhere. And so there are times, I mean, when you grow up, you realize that when you're riding through the country, man, I wonder what the speed limit is. Is it 35? Is it 45? Is it 55? And people will push it. Then all of a sudden you get pulled over one day. So, and you'll say to an officer, well, officer, I didn't know what the speed limit was. And you'll hear this said multiple times. Well, son, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Just because you didn't know the law doesn't mean the law still doesn't apply. You never heard of, well, bless your heart, son, we're sorry. We didn't know you didn't know. Well, just go on your way. No, it's going to cost you. Ignorance of the law, no excuse. So that's why God sets all these laws down. Now, when we get to the new covenant, the law's done away with. Why? Jesus died for us. It's my faith in what Jesus did, not me living by the law. Now, the law was good. Jesus said the law was good. There was nothing bad in the law. But that's not how you get saved anymore. The law was how we got you to God in the Old Testament. But now it's your faith in what I did, not what you do. You still don't need to sin, fornicate, and get drunk, snort dope. That stuff's not any good. Now, don't do that stuff. In the new covenant, it's our faith in what Jesus did to buy my salvation. It's not what I do. So let's just pay attention and do what's right. So God's got a simple system. We're going to learn so much going through Leviticus. It's a great book with some great stories. And they're all applicable to our life today. And so I think so many seniors would come to me after I taught it. And I said, man, I don't know that was there. I didn't know that was there. Well, that really kind of applies to this. Yeah, God knew. God's not dumb. God's not old. He's sitting around in just a long white beard. Oh, God is very current. He says, the hairs of your head are numbered. The days of your life are numbered. He'll order your steps. He directs your path. God knows where I'm going. I used to tell people, I said, you know, God see me 5 minutes from now. God see me an hour from now. God's already seen tomorrow. God's already seen next week. There's no time in heaven. Heaven's called eternity for a reason. God created time for us to live in, but there's no time in heaven. And so what we're doing, we're walking through time. That's when we have recording angels. One day I'll give an account of every idle word, every idle deed, every idle thought. That's why the Bible says, think on these things. Whatever's lovely, honest, just, praiseworthy, good report. Think on these things. Don't think on those things. So the law thing is sort of getting us ready to, God said, I got a certain way for you to live. It'll really bless you if you'll do it. If you don't do it, it's going to cost you. Because even if you didn't intend to do wrong, sin's got death attached to it. So Lord, help me. I mean, you'd hear some of these Sunday night prayer groups. Lord, help me live a sinless life. Well, what you need to do is, I'd be good to pray it, I guess, but the Bible says, you know, we're still human. Even when we're born again, the righteous fall seven times, then they get back up. Well, not the perfect people. Were they getting back up, people? So there's a lot to learn. So this is going to bless you immensely. Don't miss any of these classes. I said every time, get a pencil and paper every time we do this. Take some notes. Something will hit you. There'll be one thing. I didn't know that. Write that down. Write that down. You're going to grow in the grace of God. God bless. Thanks. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.